beautiful Sunday today, 9:45. Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN. Just a couple of days away before tickets go on sale for the 2019 season at Ravinia. And Ravinia's president, CEO, Wells Kaufman, joins us in studio this morning. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Dean. Thanks for having me.
Are you excited?
I am. And what a beautiful day to be talking about Ravinia. It's great.
It's a perfect,
thanks for doing the weather.
Perfect kind of Ravinia date.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is. Would the whole summer would be like this, just, you know, 68 and mild.
Would be perfect. You were here last when you announced the schedule.
Yeah.
And we'll go over some of the highlights in a second. But this is a significant week because the tickets are going to go on sale.
Right.
And you've got kind of a new way of doing this
yeah.
to make it a little easier for everybody
yeah.
who want to get tickets.
We experimented with it last year, and it was a big success. So this is our online sales day. And what we did last year, and we're doing again this year, is we're going to have June and July and our May 31 opening night with Ramsey Lewis. Those will go on sale on Tuesday, 6 a.m., ravinia.org. And then on Wednesday, we add August and September. So you can wait until Wednesday, do all your ordering in one fell swoop, or you can do both days or whatever you like if you only want to go to things in July, and then you just need the Tuesday.
Right.
But it's relieved a lot of the congestion on
right,
our computer
system. Right. Now, the way that people buy tickets is how?
Go on Ravinia.
It's strictly online. Now.
Correct. Yep. That's right. Yeah.
Ravinia.org is the way to do that. Which shows are you most excited about this year?
That's a really hard question. So I'm going to start with the one that I'm definitely the most excited about, which is the classical concert that has received more accolades and commentary than anything else I've ever been associated with in my career in arts administration. And that is Leonard Bernstein's Mass, which is on Saturday, July 20.
Right.
Smack in the middle of the summer. It's
they did that last year, too.
They did, yeah. And it was one of those things that was kind of tricky to market and sort of talk about. What is it? The title sounds like, well, is it going to be the most Requiem or the Verdi Requiem. It's actually more out of that late 60s, early 70s kind of ethos, like Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar and Hair. And in fact, the librettist is Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked and a bunch of other things. But it's an absolutely brilliant piece about really crisis of faith, which doesn't sound like it's going to be a fun evening in the theater, but the music is extraordinary. And long before anybody did this, and Bernstein was ridiculed for doing this, he was the amalgamator. He was the guy that brought all sorts of different kinds of music. There's a marching band in the piece, you know, it's that kind of thing. And he was, as I say, the piece was I wouldn't say an unmitigated disaster, but it wasn't the success it should have been. The Bernstein kids are three children. They came and saw it last summer. They said it was the best production it's ever been. So we thought, well, both the challenge around marketing it, because it's not a religious piece, and yet it is a sort of spiritual piece. But then word of mouth was really what people really commented on. It's interesting. There's always a show every summer at Ravinia that people say they went to that they didn't go to, because all their friends said they
right.
did, you know.
They
oh, sure.
Be, yeah, I was there.
I was a cool kid.
I was there, yeah.
Yeah. No, you weren't. When was it? I don't know. October? Well, we're closed then.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't really work.
So do you think this Bernstein night is going to be more popular than the night that I'm hosting there? Because
nothing's more popular than
I think that's going to be your biggest
night. What are
you
doing?
At Ravinia this year.
What are you doing?
I'm hosting two nights,
two
actually.
Two nights.
With
West Side Story.
Your movie nights.
And Ghostbusters.
Speaking of Bernstein,
yeah.
West Side Story.
Yeah. Need a plus one?
He's trying to tag on to everything I do.
And aren't you supposed to swipe to do that?
I go to the grocery store, and he's standing out in front of the Jewel. Need a plus one to push your cart around the store?
I'll carry the basket for you.
We're doing West Side Story, where we do a really fun. We've done this 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah.
We do a really fun Q&A before the movie starts.
Oh, that's cool.
Right movie, in front of the screen, right? Or do you do it on stage? Where do you do it?
No, we do it in front of
in
the
front
big,
of the lawn
big screen.
Screen
on
yeah.
the lawn.
Yeah.
And we talk about the movie that's about to show. And people can tweet. People tweet questions that come up on the board.
Oh.
And it's really fun. It's like doing a talk show out at Ravinia, really.
And most of the questions are clean, right?
Well, yeah, I think they screen the questions.
Okay.
Do you sing Maria?
A lot of my friends tweet inappropriate things, and unfortunately, they're screened out so the whole audience doesn't. And then we're going to do Ghostbusters.
Classic.
Nice.
I want to say it's July 12th and 21st, if I remember.
You're absolutely right, sir.
Correctly, yeah. So,
oh, that's cool.
It's like so dyslexia dates, 12 and 21.
That's how I remember, actually.
Well, I'll mark those down on my calendar, and I'll meet you right. I'll just take the train.
Just stand by the
right
front
there.
I'll meet you at the front gate.
I'll meet you at the Metro train when it stops right in front.
Right, you do that.
Right.
You do that. I come in the side.
And, of course, with the new Spielberg West Side Story coming out, I don't know when that's coming out, fall or Christmas time or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
I think people might want to be reminded about this incredibly classic, well-done movie.
And they're just doing a thing on Robert Fosse on television.
Well, they're doing that on television, but Lyric Opera right now
is a stage production.
West Side
Open
Story.
Friday or Saturday.
Yeah,
night.
So you'll be able to see a new production of this, but go back and take a look at this original, this 1959 movie, which is stunning, with Natalie Wood and Rita Moreno and
Russ Tamblyn.
Just a classic. Tamblyn. And is it the CEO that's doing the music then? Who's doing the accompanying
CSO, it's opening night of the Chicago Symphony Residency. And, everything they do, and praise the Lord, the labor conflict's over.
I got to think you might have been a little worried about that for a little while.
I was trying to figure out, how many concerts will Dean Richards sing?
You play bassoon, don't you?
You think bassoon, think Dean Richards.
Yeah. Are you a shark or a jet?
I would be, I think I'm a shark.
You're a shark.
Yeah. I think I'm a shark.
I'm just thinking about that. Okay, yeah, I can go with that.
I don't know. But anyway.
Or are you Maria?
Looking forward to both of those nights. Just personally for me, but it's so much fun. But you cannot beat a beautiful night, summertime night out at Ravinia.
It's true.
Whether you're in the pavilion and enjoying the show, I've enjoyed just as many shows, if not more. You put a blanket and you bring some food out and sit on the lawn, and it's spectacular.
That's glorious.
Every year to do that.
It really is. And it's a really unique experience to be able to have the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, in residence at Ravinia since 1905, which was the year I was born, so I don't know much about that.
Right.
And then, but always all these other different kinds of music. I mean, to have a series with Mary J. Blige and Maxwell and Lenny Kravitz, who we just added, and Melissa Etheridge, who we just added, and Kesha and Morrissey. And to have the Chicago Symphony playing Brahms and Beethoven, a theme of Ronfin and Maniacs.
And a Beatle.
And a Beatle.
Ringo Starr.
A Beatle, Ringo Starr, with the Beach Boys. Two great nights.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty classic.
Sting, Queen Latifah, Common.
It's first time ever at Ravinia for Lionel Richie.
It is. Can you believe that? I know. It reminds me of when I first brought James Taylor, and people had just thought he'd been coming for decades because he's such a logical fit.
It seems like a Ravinia artist, right?
And same with Lionel, so we're happy.
Talking about somebody who has been a Ravinia artist for decades.
Yes.
Is the great Tony Bennett.
The great Tony Bennett.
Will be there, I believe. This would be June 21st.
That's correct.
Am I remembering this correctly? It's like his 40th year, something like that.
I think that is right.
At Ravinia?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Is he 93 now?
He'll be 93.
Yeah.
Man,
and amazing. Still sounding amazing.
That is wild. All right. That's very good. Is that you doing Alec Baldwin doing Tony Bennett, or is that?
That's what I do. I do impersonations of the people who do the good impersonations.
All right. Thank you, Wells, for that great birthday cake. Yeah.
Which artist was like one that you've been trying to get for Ravinia?
Morrissey.
And then you finally made it happen.
Yeah, Morrissey finally happened. Mary J. Blige, who came to us for the first time last summer, was also one of those folks. Lady Antebellum, if you're a country fan at all. To have Sugarland, Little Big Town, and Lady A all in the same season is pretty great. And that's been a pipeline of music that's been tough for us to break into, because it just wasn't something that people thought Ravinia was about. Carrie Underwood changed all of that for us, praise the Lord. And so it's great to have these three bands. But lots of folks.
I can't tell you how many performers that I interviewed during the year that have either just played Ravinia or they're about to play Ravinia for the first time. But the ones that have just played it are completely blown away, and they can't wait to come back.
That's fantastic.
I don't know what their perception is going into this. But I don't know if they just think it's, it's like... And I don't want to insult anyone else's venue or whatever, but they just think, it's some outdoor venue someplace. Yeah. It's unlike any place that they'll perform. And they are 100%, the reaction has been, I can't wait to go back to Ravinia.
I'm so glad to hear that. And I think it's partially, what is it going to physically feel like? What's the venue like? The other part is, that's the home of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in the summer. So it's a classical house, which means it's a classical audience. And what will that feel like if I'm Morrissey or Kesha or Maxwell, or even Josh Groban, right? It kind of all over the map. What's interesting is that we now have artists who've come to us and their agents, and these are people that have movie agents, TV agents, writing agents, and singing agents, had never had us in their routing for any of their artists on an entire roster until they came and saw the place. Hmm. And now we are consistently in those routings. Yeah, so it's important. It just takes one artist to make that happen. Carrie's a good example. James Taylor was a good example. Santana was a good example because Santana had never been to Ravinia before 2005 or something like that. So making progress.
You have to put a plug in for your garlic parmesan french fries.
Yes, they are good, aren't they?
Oh.
Yes.
Dean, there's
it's
no
the
need.
Reason most people come to Ravinia.
It is.
You can bring your cheese and your candelabras.
That's right.
But I come for the fries.
That's right.
Yeah. And I stay for the music.
Pentatonix was on the TV morning show with us a couple of days ago.
They're wonderful, huh?
Wonderful guys and ladies. But they were talking about their world tour, and they're super excited to be coming to Ravinia again. And that is August 15th.
Yes.
Is when they're going to be there. Two nights for the group Chicago. Jim mentioned Ringo Starr and the Beach Boys.
That's
two
right.
nights for them in August.
Local hero John Prine, who I wrote a story about for your magazine.
Wonderful. That's great. What an artist, right?
Oh.
He was in this golden time.
He was a mailman in Maywood.
Is that right?
He was a mailman.
That sounds like the title of a song. Yeah. Angel from Montgomery, right. Mailman from Maywood.
He was a mailman in Maywood.
We're also, speaking of movies, we're doing Coco. I don't know if we had that listed before. One of my favorite movies. I Am
Academy
a Kid in
Academy Award-winning movie.
Exactly. Yeah. And a great score. And very much about music, you know. So that's our closing day at our big fiesta on September 15th.
Fantastic. People want to see the full schedule, you can go to ravinia.org.
That's it.
And give us all the ticket info again.
6 a.m. on Tuesday for tickets in for the May 31 concert and June and July. 6 a.m. on Wednesday for everything, including August and September.
Good deal. There's Wells Kaufman, CEO of Ravinia, this morning. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much. And it's good to know about the bassoon because I accompanied a bassoonist for a long time.
Maybe we could put together a little band. Just, if they get sick at the last minute.
A woodwinds quartet.
You can do Tony Bennett.
All right. Hit it, Dean.
He'll play the
more bassoon. More bassoon.
I got to have more bassoon.
I need more bassoon. Yeah, where's my daughter?
Quick break and we'll update news
you
next.
You guys, I have one word for both of you. Decaf.
Wells really
does. I don't even drink
coffee. Do not encourage him, please.
Thank you, Wells.
Updating the news. I'm ignoring him. We're WGN.